Derek James's third feature this week is a tribute to Jack Woods, who was the driving force behind the Norwich and District Norman Veterans Association. Here is Stephen Bumphrey with Derek's tribute.
No mention of D-Day, the landings at Normandy, and the battles which followed would be complete without paying a heartfelt tribute to one very special gentleman, Jack Woods. Jack was an extraordinary man and the driving force behind the Norwich and District Normandy Veterans Association and the return to the beaches where they remembered, paid respects to lost comrades, and often wept. Formed in 1981, it was the third branch in the country and became one of the most successful with hundreds of members. That's thanks to Jack and his committee. The main aim was comradeship and communication. So many found it difficult to talk about the war. Many left home as innocent, wide-eyed boys and returned as hardened men who had been to hell and back. Jack went to Normandy with the 9th Royal Tank Regiment and was quickly in action for the Odon River and capture of Caen. The losses were hellish, he said. By that time, the pursuit of the enemy was fast and furious, with savage battles. Every time there was the fear of the unknown, the dreadful fear of moving forward to attack. Though once in action, you had to concentrate on the job in hand, said Jack. He was haunted by the screams of men burning in tanks, which had been hit, and when he eventually got back to Norwich, could not sit in front of the fire in the house. You never get over Normandy. You hear it, feel it. I went back in 1984, and when I went to the cemetery at Bayeux, my mind went straight back to 1944. It was not at the cemetery anymore. I could suddenly smell the tanks burning, a terrible smell, the smell of death around you all the time. It was very traumatic. I'm not alone in feeling that way. Our greatest fear was being burned alive in your tank. They were like huge steel coffins, said Jack. Serving with the 9th Royal Tank Regiment, he spent the rest of his war in Le Havre, Dieppe, Arnhem and the Ardennes, Roosendaal and the corridor to the Rhine in Holland, Belgium and Italy. Our writer, Stacia Briggs, and photographer Denise Bradley and Sonia Duncan travelled with Jack and other veterans back to Normandy to mark D-Day anniversaries and saw for themselves the impact these important pilgrimages had on the former soldiers and the welcome they received. Our moving words and photographs told and illustrated so well the impact the landings and the battles that followed had on those former soldiers for the rest of their lives. Many have died now, but their memory lives on at home and abroad. For as long as I'm able, I will return to Normandy to make sure that those we lost and left behind are never forgotten, Jack told Stacia in 2017. He died 2 days before the 78th anniversary of D-Day in June 2022 at the age of 98. A highly decorated soldier, a kind, generous and warm gentleman. It was an honour to have known him.
Thank you, Stephen.